Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I hope you'll join the happy throng of thousands, over 10,000 subscribers, way over 10,000 subscribers to our newsletter. This comes by email on Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. And I think you'll like it. We're getting a lot of good comments from folks who say that it helps them. And we really appreciate those comments. And we're so glad to know that what we do helps you out and helps you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. One of the ways we do that, another way we do that, is by introducing you to some really cool people like our good friend Elise Benin, who's with us right now. Elise is the author of Self-Promotion Online, also Designing Websites, and her new book, which is coming out real soon, which this is a cake we've been baking on the show for some time now, Stop Pushing Me Around, a workplace guide for the timid, shy, and less assertive. You know, people like me, folks. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. We've been baking this cake for a while, haven't we?
We have.
Are we ready to put the icing on it?
No. Well, it's in the oven.
It's still in the oven?
Yeah.
Did you ever see your mother put a toothpick into a cake to see if it was done?
Yes.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yes.
Is it toothpick time? It's not icing time, but it might be toothpick time?
It could be toothpick time.
Yeah. All right. So I noticed you chuckled a little bit when I said for timid, shy, and less assertive people like me. You thought that was funny? Is that?
Yes, but I'll tell you why. Because it seems to me everybody has shy moments.
Yeah.
And I've never seen one of yours yet, but I know it exists.
Well, yeah, I'm a pretty shy guy. I'm a very timid, shy kind of guy.
I bet you there are certain people or certain types of people or certain animals maybe even around whom you are a little bit less gregarious.
Sharks, great white sharks. I'm not very assertive around those guys. And rattlesnakes. I'm a pretty shy when it comes to rattlesnakes. But otherwise, no. You know, I'll tell you, we're having a little fun with this, folks, and I certainly don't mean to be disrespectful to anybody else, at least as you know, but I just have this attitude about meeting the world halfway, and that's what I do, but I do know plenty of people who aren't that way, and I want those people. My goal, Elise, in helping with the development of this idea that you have, which I think is a very important one, to turn it into a product that people can use. My goal in this is fundamental to my goal in life, Elise, and that is to help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And I know that there are plenty, believe it or not, there are plenty of shy small business owners, not only that are already small business owners, but there are plenty of shy people who would like to own their own business.
Yes.
And so that's my goal here. That's what I'm trying to do. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Now,
I support your goal.
One of the things that I like about what you say in this book, this work we're making here, is that if you're going to be able to be successful in the marketplace, I don't think you need to change yourself, but I do think you need to be prepared to do some things differently. What do you think, Elise? Am I wrong about that?
Yes, you definitely. That's exactly the way I'm trying to frame it. Also, that you don't need to change, but that you may need to stretch a little and learn some different skills for certain types of situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our friends in the who are personality experts, Pierce and Jane Howard, say that we're not going to change your personality. your personality isn't going to change, but you have to just like if you're an aggressive person, if you're an overly aggressive person, you're an extrovert, you're not meeting the world halfway, you're meeting the world 80% of the way.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to dial it back a little bit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, in response to the people who you're interacting with. So to me, it's a question of being flexible. Mm-hmm. And part of the problem with people who call themselves shy is that that label got stuck on them at some point early on, and it continues to limit their opportunities.
So do you think that there are people out there who are not being successful as they would like to be, maybe because somebody gave them a label one time?
Yeah.
And it became a self-fulfilling prophecy, didn't it?
That's right.
So we're going to talk about that when we come back right after these messages. Very interesting stuff from the new expert on shyness, Elise Benin. 20 Tales, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and Elise Benin is our guest. She's the author of the upcoming book, Stop Pushing Me Around, A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive. Okay, Elise, and by the way, the book's going to be available later in the year, right?
Yeah, late June.
You can't buy it right now.
Can buy it right now.
Oh, that's right. You're going to do an ebook, aren't you?
You can pre-order it on Amazon for $9.74.
Oh.
You'll get it the minute it comes out.
So what's the price going to be when it comes out?
I don't know.
Oh, but you
it
can
might,
buy...
It might so, be the same.
Oh, is it going to be a paperback?
Yeah.
Okay, paperback, and so check it out, folks. You can't have it. You can pre-order now. If you send me a little bribe, I might send you my copy of the manuscript. But it'll cost you more than $9.97.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so somewhere down the line, some parent or aunt or uncle or grandparent told a person that they were shy. Or they overheard them talking to somebody else and saying, "Well, Susie is just shy." And what happened at that moment? Was that like a moment?
No, I don't think it's as black and white as that. I think that what I've learned in my research for the book is that, you know, we're born with a certain temperament, but that temperament isn't our destiny, depending on how we are raised. So if my mother, for example, and she kind of did, reinforced the shyness in me and didn't make me go on those field trips that I didn't want to go on, then I didn't have an opportunity to kind of exercise my skills and get out into the world. And that, it's repetition, you know, that kind of teaches us what we know, and the more we repeat the shy behaviors, the shyer we become. And I believe the opposite is true, which is why just doing different behaviors, different what I call confident behaviors, could teach one how to be more confident.
So you're saying that if you have a child who might appear to be somewhat shy, Don't reinforce that. Let them become what they can become, but don't reinforce that, or don't make it a self-fulfilling prophecy just by the way that you treat them, the way you talk to them about themselves.
Right, or not so much about what you say to them as what you allow them to do and don't do.
Right.
You know, they don't always get to do what they want, right? Kids don't always get to do what they want, and sometimes they won't want to do things that challenge this shyness, mm-hmm. but they have to.
Right. Very interesting. Now, when you talk about getting to know yourself, that's the first chapter, is getting to know yourself. How do we do that? How do we evaluate that?
Well, one of the things in the book that I have is kind of an exercise and a checklist of different types of things one might be uncomfortable around. So we have to have an awareness of when and where we are uncomfortable or the most shy before we can actually do
something. So you're saying
different.
We have to find out what kind of a shy person we are. Am I shy? In other words, I might be shy with women, but maybe not with men.
Right.
I might be shy with bosses, but not with coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
I might be shy when I'm standing up, but I might not be if we're just sitting down. Or I might be shy with eight people, but not with one person.
Right. I mean, not speaking up in groups is a huge issue in work-related environments.
Seen that many, many, many times. Meeting after meeting after meeting, there would be one person who would never, ever open their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know about the old saw of better to keep quiet and let people think you're a fool than open your mouth and prove them right. I understand that. But if you're in a situation where people are contributing, we're all trying to do something, accomplish something, and you attend more than one meeting and you have nothing to say, I think that's not good.
Well, and I think that's where the misconception is, because it's not like these people have nothing to say.
Exactly.
They generally have really good ideas.
Exactly.
It's just that they have not yet found a way to contribute their ideas. And if there's no awareness of that on the part of whoever's leading the meeting, and sometimes what's required is preparation, helping them prepare so that they, for example, have an agenda early on of what's going to be discussed at the meeting so that mm-hmm. they can gather their thoughts in advance and then be ready to say them. And then also the way a meeting is structured either allows or does not allow someone who has trouble speaking up to participate. Because it's a free-for-all and everyone who, you know, has no problem just is talking, there's no way, I sometimes feel this way, there's no way to get into the conversation.
Right.
So again, it's the leader or the moderator's responsibility to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to say or even write, you know, like it can be done through writing.
Right. Well, you know, let's take an example of when maybe an owner, a business owner, has an employee like this. Mm-hmm. And they know this person is smart because they see their work and they know who they hired, mm-hmm. but they don't seem to be contributing in meetings. If that keeps happening, should they have a one-on-one with this person and just say, look, I know you've got a lot to offer, but you're not bringing it up in the meeting. Is there something I can do to help, or mm-hmm. how should we lead into something like that?
Definitely, I think it does require a conversation and a collaboration.
Right.
You know, you can't just say you have to talk.
Right. No, I get that. And folks, you know, everybody out there has got a person like this. Every company has a person like this. If you have employees, you're going to have people who have a lot to offer, but you might not be getting the most out of them. And you got to figure out how to do it so that it doesn't create a casualty list. We're going to get Elise to help us with that right after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. Elise Benin is our guest, and Elise, we desperately need to know how to find you online.
Well, you can go to www.marketing-mentor.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
Lots of information about my marketing mentor program and articles I've written and links to all sorts of marketing resources, including a link to my blog, mm-hmm. which is a blog for the book. So it's stoppushingmearound.blogspot.com.
And you can find that you can go ahead and pre-order the book by doing what now?
Just go to Amazon.com.
Amazon and ask for Elise Benin.
That's right, or Stop Pushing Me Around.
Okay, ask for that one, Stop Pushing Me Around. That's Elise, I-L-I-S-E, and last name is B-E-N-U-N, Elise Benin. The new book is called Stop Pushing Me Around, and it'll be out real soon, but you can pre-order it right now for under $10, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
When do you think it'll be available, just to give people an idea?
Late June.
Okay, that's good. That's not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've got an employee, let's just say we have one employee that we know does good work. The work that they turn in, the performance that they give us is good. They meet their deadlines. They're doing well. But in a meeting where we're all trying to brainstorm, we're all trying to get some ideas out on the table, You know, sometimes some people, I know that sometimes people think that it's kind of cool to be quiet and you know, almost to be mysterious. And there's always the person in the group that tries to monopolize. But people don't like that guy. But there's some kind of a happy medium, isn't there? At least I think that people who never say anything when everybody knows they could contribute and they just don't, I think they're derailing themselves. That they're minimizing the potential that they have to contribute. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. And often it seems like the problem is that they're too focused on themselves. And the way it manifests is they're worried about what other people are going to think of them. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that what's really important is whatever the topic is that's on the table.
So if I'm the manager and I see this happening and I've got this person that I don't want to leave me because I want them to be productive not only for themselves, but I want them to be productive for me. And I know they've got something that if they would say what's on their mind, a little bit of what's on their mind, the team could take that information and could benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get them to contribute?
Well, one idea that I got from this woman named Sheila Campbell had to do with brainstorming, techniques for brainstorming that involve post-it notes rather than talking, so that everybody basically writes down their ideas on a piece of paper anonymously most of the time and then kind of hands them over to one person who, you know, reads them all. So that's one way that it would be more comfortable for a shy person to contribute their ideas.
So change the structure of the event.
Mm-hmm.
Change the way people contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not do everything, maybe not do all meetings that way, but just say, okay, today we're going to do it this way. And maybe this might not even be something you just do for the shy person. It might be a good idea anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's good. It reins in the extroverts.
But if you are doing it to help the shy person, probably tell them in advance so they can be prepared, right?
Well, yes.
I want some of your best ideas here.
Mm-hmm. But even if you do another version of that, where at least people have some time to write something down rather than have to think and speak on the spot, because that's one of the things that shy people have the most trouble with is they feel put on the spot and then they freeze. So if there's a way to give them time to prepare, even in the moment, at least they have some notes to work from.
Right, right.
If they're going to speak up and present.
Mm-hmm. At least we got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
You know, just this idea of remembering that it's not about you. You know, that all of this shyness, it just gets very focused on the self, and it's a waste of time, in my opinion. And the whole book has this idea running through it about redirecting your attention outside. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's a really important technique to learn.
Well said, Elise. I've really enjoyed the time we spent on this. And of course, we still got a lot more to talk about. There's still some shy people out there that we want to help. And again, our goal is to help them have the maximum opportunity to help their companies have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Thanks, Elise, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.